This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend. I'm Jim Burke with your local news and commentary for Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. This is an update of a story published in the Peninsula Daily News. The city of Port Angeles has lifted a boil water notice for all its water customers. The city received satisfactory water sample results and lifted the notice at 4:17 a.m. this morning. It is no longer necessary to boil tap water or consume bottled water if you live in Port Angeles. The city issued the boil water notice for all its water customers Monday afternoon after it put a water main back in service prior to obtaining test results. The city stated in a Monday press release that repairs were completed on a leaking water main at around 11 p.m. Sunday, and crews worked throughout the night to seal, flush, and refill the main. Water samples were obtained and submitted for testing at 10 a.m. Monday, but based on reservoir levels and consumption trends, the city anticipated reaching critical reservoir levels Monday afternoon and put the main back into service. The boil water notice was effective at 4 p.m. Monday. The City of Port Angeles stated in a press release, quote, "All city water utility customers should use boiled tap water or bottled water for drinking, cooking, making ice, and brushing teeth to eliminate bacteria and other organisms that may have been introduced into the water. Tap water should be brought to a rolling boil for at least 1 minute. Let the water cool before using." Water analysis takes up to 18 hours to complete, and because it had started Monday morning, they could not issue the all clear until early this morning. Due to the severity of the main break and its impact on the city's water supply, and to assist in the remediation process, Acting City Manager Calvin W. Goings declared a state of emergency. The 24-inch water main, which was leaking at the rate of about 150 gallons per minute Saturday afternoon, is the connection between the city's water treatment facility and its reservoirs. Officials ensured that the reservoirs were full before work began, they said, since once the water main had been isolated, the reservoirs could not be filled again until the repairs were finished. This is from the Washington Post on August 25th, last Friday. A highly mutated form of the coronavirus that threatens to be the most adept yet at slipping past the body's immune defenses is capturing the attention of virologists and health officials. While only about a dozen cases of the new BA.2.86 variant have been reported worldwide, including three in the United States, experts say this variant requires intense monitoring and vigilance that many of its predecessors did not. It has an even greater potential to escape the antibodies that protect people from getting sick, even if you've been recently infected or vaccinated. The latest variant does not appear to make people sicker than early iterations of the virus. Antiviral treatments should still work against it, and tests should still detect it, according to a risk assessment published Wednesday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It's too soon to know whether the updated booster formula expected to come out next month that targets a different subvariant would be effective against this highly mutated one. After igniting a global explosion of cases in the winter of 2021 through 22, the highly contagious Omicron variant spawned a slew of immune-evading descendants. Most fade into irrelevance. Others, such as the XBB lineage accounting for most U.S. cases this year, outcompete the rest with their transmissibility and ability to infect and reinfect. Nearly every announcement of a new variant came with reassurance from public health officials that it did not cause more severe illness. But BA.2.86 stands out in the Omicron family tree because of how much it has morphed. It has more than 30 mutations on its spike protein, the part of the virus that pierces through the cell and that vaccines train the body to fend off. Experts believe the antibodies forged through battles with earlier variants will have a difficult time recognizing this new foe. On Tuesday, September 5th at 9:30 a.m., Jim B. will be sitting in as DJ and will bring you the BOCC Health Report from Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz. Of course, listeners can ask questions by sending them to contactus at kptz.org by noon this Friday, September 1st. Chris Bricker's show, Morning on the Salish, will no longer be on KPTZ Tuesday mornings. His last show was this morning, and we will miss him in that time slot. He will continue to produce our Working Waterfront and Community Tides. Updated schedules will be issued later this week. Go to kptz.org for updates on our fall programming changes. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.